Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to Planet GTA's very first podcast. It's brand new. It's called Grand Theft Audio. We're basically going to bring you guys the news, the reviews, everything about Grand Theft Auto and the entire game industry. That's one thing we want to do, is we want to expand it beyond everything. We have three fantastic hosts with us today. It's going to be a lot of fun going through this. Again, we just want to have fun while we're bringing you guys the news. I guess we'll start with introductions. My name is Mukudadada. I know it's hard to spell. M-U-C-U-D-A-D-A. Anyways, my friends call me Muku. Just call me Muku. IRL, my name is Brandon. But, you know, just call me Muku. Up next, we have Sosuke. So, Sosuke, go on and take it away.
Hello. I'm Sosuke, and I call you Mooks, not Muku.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic host. And I don't really have a real name. It's just Sosuke.
Sure. It's true.
The third host is...
In addition to the sausage party, yes, I'm a girl. If you haven't... Yeah, if you couldn't tell yet, my name is Dana, and I go by on the internet as Neko or Nekushi, whatever.
Doesn't that mean cat?
But you can call me Dana. Yes, it means cat in Japanese.
That's sweet.
Because, yeah.
Nice, okay. Very nice. I guess I've been gaming for a while. Love Grand Theft Auto. It's fantastic. But, again, I play lots of types of games. Ever since I was little, I watched my dad play Doom when I was, like, 4. I would sit behind him. It's a great way to start my childhood. And I know both of you guys have been playing video games for your entire life as well. So.
Yes.
So we know. We hope to give you guys our good information. Let's get at it. First news of the day. I believe people are talking something about, like, the Grand Theft Auto expansions going to PS3 and PC or something like that?
Oh, right. The Liberty City bit, where they are giving us the Microsoft exclusive now coming to the PlayStation 3.
And PC. Don't forget that one.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's March 30th, and obviously this kind of rocked the gaming world a little bit, because Microsoft was like, hey, we paid $50 million. $50 million? Okay. But, that's Chris Rock, in case you guys don't know.
Or Chris Tucker, for those
people. Dang it, I'm sorry. I apologize. Chris Tucker. Anyways, what's your view on this, Sosuke?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me a whole lot. I mean, it seems like what Rockstar did was they got the contract for $50 million, and then Sony came to them, and Rockstar's just basically playing hard to get, and so Sony would offer greater than $50 million, so whatever amount they paid to get it. So now Rockstar's making out like a bandit, but that's not such a bad thing, because that means more capital for the next game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think this is Rockstar being super smart. I don't know if Sony came to them with extra money. We don't know the facts. I actually just think it was a timed thing, but, like, Rockstar is so smart to play this, because they play the illusion of exclusivity throughout their entire, like, career as a studio. I mean, because, you know, San Andreas came out on the Xbox, all the original ones from the PS2 era came back later, and now you're seeing it now with Chinatown Wars and everything. I think Rockstar is just getting so much money by doing this. It's insane. Very smart business move. Dana, you have anything on this matter?
No, basically I agree. Just Rockstar, I don't think they could ever... I think that's a very smart move, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was looking at something else.
That's okay. That's okay.
I was looking at...
Everyone listening, we love you and we're dedicated to bringing you the news.
No, I was looking... Okay, it was relevant. It was relevant.
Good, okay.
To Chinatown Wars.
Yes, which we're about to get right on that. But I guess we should say, do you think we'll see this kind of exclusive content with the next Grand Theft Auto that's coming out? Do you think we'll see this kind of deal? Will Microsoft... do this $50 million under the table again?
No, I mean, franchises like this, like Grand Theft Auto and Final Fantasy, are going to go multi-plat once they're this big.
Yeah, I don't see like for the right when they start working on the next GTA, I don't think we will see any exclusive anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm betting that.
What about timed exclusives, though? Like with this content, which you could basically say that the DLC was exclusive, was timed exclusive for the Xbox. Do you think we'll see that again, or do you think Sony will just cough up the money to maybe?
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, once the franchise gets as big as Grand Theft Auto or something like that, they it gets more and more expensive to hold on to it as any sort of exclusive.
Right.
And so then you would get a deal like Sony and the agency, which I know we're going to talk about later.
Right. Well,
it's a smaller IP.
Yeah. I think what might happen, we'll see, is in the next one, we might see something that's like separate but equal, where maybe...
Really?
Maybe, where we see, like, 360 would get, you know, Ballad of Gay Tony, and PS3 would get, the other one. Maybe something like that.
Oh, it's what they did with a Soul Calibur Yoda Invader.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, but just on a bigger scale. We might see something like that, but then, of course, that could be timed exclusive as well, to where they transverse it, because that's kind of what Rockstar does. They don't do super exclusivity. Right now, anyways, with GTA, it was such a big franchise. But in the end, I do think it was still good for Microsoft to pay that money to get the exclusive DLC, at least in name, for a while. Because they sold so much more than they would have on their system if it hadn't have been. Like, I'm sure there were a lot of people that bought it on the 360 because it was confirmed that it would have DLC, as opposed to the PS3 where it was still up in the air.
So. Yeah, I remember those flame wars.
So, yeah, well, the flame war's still going on, because I remember for a long time, PC fanboys were like, well, we don't want the DLC anyways, blah, blah, blah. But now they're all going to buy it, so.
We don't want additional content. Yeah.
Exactly. But, so it's very interesting. But at the end of the day, super smart by Rockstar. It's good. They're like the pretty girl at the dance that every guy wants to dance with, you know?
Or if they're the rock star of the gaming industry.
Whoa. Maybe that's why they have the name. All right, moving on.
Thank you.
There was a new GTA release recently. Re-release.
13th game.
Their 13th game?
13th game in the Grand Theft Auto series.
Wow. Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. It's actually been out for about a year on the DS. Just came out of the PSP a couple months ago. But just about last week, came out on the iPhone, which was pretty big. It was kind of shocking because, I mean, they announced it, but then, like, all of a sudden it was just there. But it's getting really good reviews. I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, the peripheral, any sort of eye device seems to becoming... Well, they seem to be trying to make any of their iLine a viable gaming console. Like, I saw an article earlier talking about how the iPad is pretty much ushering in the age of $30 iGames.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But
But it's still PSP quality games, so it wouldn't surprise me if they had a PSP game price.
That's true. But guess what doesn't have a $30 price? iPhone. This Chinatown Wars. It's only $10, which I think is like the best part about this. Yeah, $10 on the App Store. Which to me, that's insane.
Oh, it's been out for a year.
Well, I know, but still, like, it's still like a quality game. Like, you read the reviews. They haven't gimped this thing, like, hardly at all. Like, it's in between the graphics of the DS and the PSP, and it still, like, has all those features and everything. Like, I'm really impressed.
And also, you're paying pretty much a lot for... You're not paying a lot. You're paying for a lot of gameplay length. That's what it is. And it's worth it, I think, for that.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have an iPhone and you haven't played Chinatown Wars on either one, I think it's a definite purchase. Or maybe if you just have the PSP version and you don't have a DS and you have an iPhone, I would try it out just to... Because those touch controls do add a lot.
And then the PSP version has, it's not cel-shaded and whatever. But the DS, there's like the microphone.
Yeah.
Microphone, usage, everything.
But It should be cool. And IGN just released their list of top 25 iPhone games, and Chinatown Wars is number 6. So that's pretty good, because there's a lot of iPhone games. Most of them are crap, but, you know. Anyways,
Tap Revolution.
Yeah, hey, that's a fun one. What about Chinatown Wars on the iPad, huh? I wonder how that would look.
Yeah, I don't know about that yet.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. I'm a big believer in this whole iPad becoming, well, any of the i line becoming part of a gaming line. That seems to be the way Mac really wants to go with their product line.
Yeah, I just don't know. A lot of developers aren't liking the iPad. Like, I mean, maybe Rockstar does, but I mean, they haven't really commented on it yet. But
yeah, that's true. But I mean, just with the iPhone, because it's now the biggest selling phone, even more
yeah,
so than the
yeah, well, definitely with the iPhone. So. I think the iPhone is quickly becoming irrelevant.
Yeah, and it can handle PSP ports, so I mean, it's a viable handheld gaming competitor.
Well, I don't think it's as powerful as the PSP, but yeah, it's definitely a viable gaming thing. And you know, maybe the iPad will be able to translate that, like Plants vs. Zombies or something on your iPad. I'm sure PopCap games will have something in there.
Boggle.
We'll see. Yeah, all these social kind of games coming later. Which I actually have an article coming up on the site about why I think Rockstar should definitely make a Facebook game. And that's coming this week. Look for it.
Nice plug for your own article.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that's
they should make that Facebook game and like totally send Mafia Wars out.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if they had a GTA license type of Mafia Wars, it'd be insane. But
when they recently put that whole expansion, whatever, on Facebook with the whole Bangkok Mafia, you know, Yakuza thing. Yeah. I mean, Chinatown just going on iPhone and then that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what's going on.
It could be insane. Yeah.
Yeah. So next up on here, I've got GTA 5.
Yeah. Well, maybe not GTA 5.
Well, but, you know. I suppose it would be GTA 14. Yeah. The 14th installment in the series.
Geez, Final Fantasy looking.
I know.
But yeah, oh, there's more Final Fantasy games.
I don't, I think there are more 7 spinoffs than there are GTA games.
Whatever, Dirge of Caribus was a classic.
That was a great game. I like the flowing cape. That was my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
I like Vincent.
Vincent is good.
The ultimate emo kid.
No.
Anyways, next Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that'll probably be announced this year at E3, I think.
Yeah,
we'll see some sort of teaser, at least.
I think it's time, because by that time it'll be like a year and a half-ish, so I'm sure we'll get a teaser.
Development cycle is usually about 4 years long with these GTA games. Maybe less, but usually when they already have the engine built, it's like 2 years, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Whose conference would it be announced at, huh?
Rockstars? Oh, I don't know.
I think it would be Xboxes, because I think
probably
Sony's going to show Agent, and Rockstar will show next Grand Theft Auto at the Xbox, because it's too big for just a Rockstar presser.
That, and I think Microsoft's lineup is kind of lacking for next year. Leave us comments!
Whatever, Halo Reach. We won't get in.
Yeah.
At
all. All right. Yeah. What about the bottom of my avatar shoe?
Where do you think it'll be? Okay. The next Grand Theft Auto.
Where?
Yeah.
You should do one in Sin City.
Sin City, another one. Return to Vice City.
That would be Vegas.
Yep. Oh yeah, Vice. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said before, I think what they should do is make another retro GTA, because my favorite GTA game was Vice City, because of the whole thing, how it's in the 80s-ish. And then it's so funny, because it was a parody of the 80s. You got to listen to authentic 80s music, and people like Flock of Seagulls. the band for that.
I enjoyed listening to Video Killed the Radio Star when I played.
Yeah, that too.
Kill the Radio Star.
And then they made references to... they made references to Scarface, and one of my favorite scenes with the chainsaw. They should do that, but I don't know how, but they should do another retro one.
I can see that. That would definitely be fun. Again, I think it would match the tone, which I like a little bit better. But there were those murmurs of London taking it back to the top-down Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, not top-down.
Top-down with top hats. That's right, London.
Wow. It'd be... talk to the Brits, you know. I can see that. That'd be fun.
Well, I got to read a preview of Rodana's article coming up, and I liked her idea.
Oh, yeah, and also, you know, the Super Bowl is coming up, and Mardi Gras is coming around the corner. And so I was thinking, you know, GTA, they should have their next game in New Orleans. And I also think the Saints should win in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. And Colts, agreed. No. Whatever, Soski. You don't know football at all.
I know football.
It has, like, six downs.
There are six downs.
Oh, my God. Anyways, go Colts. Okay, I do actually like that idea of in New Orleans.
Because there's this been craze for New Orleans, and there's Left 4 Dead 2, which is, I think, is awesome.
Yes.
For doing that. And there's, like, the movie industry. I think they should hop onto that train.
Yeah. Well, I think what would be really cool is if it, like, pulled an Assassin's Creed 2 and, like, you do missions in the game during Mardi Gras. Like, you're in, like, Assassin's Creed 2.
On Bourbon Street.
Yeah. See, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Would it be post-Katrina or pre-Katrina? Because I think that would change the tone of the game.
It should be post-Katrina.
I would want it to be, like, the day after. And just go from there. Okay. I mean, you know, complete with government.
No, not the day after. I was there.
Well, I mean, it just to kind of start off with, especially with a lot of their physics engine.
Oh, yeah. But, and by the way, I'm from New Orleans, so... yeah. I should know my stuff.
Ooh, Saints.
Yeah. But I mean,
and, Saints.
I don't know if they do that. Like, I know Rockstar has balls, but I don't know if they have enough that much balls. Because that's still a touchy subject.
I know, but it is. I just think it would be amazing. I mean, you know.
It would definitely
gun confiscations and everything. It was an interesting point.
Yeah, I can see that.
A lot of stuff going on that you could work in was happening behind the scenes that no one saw.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's still
on the subject of touchy, and we're talking about Rockstar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could do it. If anyone could do it, they could do it.
You think Jack Thompson's gonna listen to this?
Probably. <I'm
sure. laughs> We should send it.
He has nothing else to do. He doesn't have a job.
Oh, that's not nice.
Whatever. Anyways, some things I would want in the next Grand Theft Auto is I like him to tweak the multiplayer a little bit though, because I like the multiplayer of Grand Theft Auto 4. I did, but I was reading an interview a while ago, and it was just talking about multiplayer on Grand Theft Auto, and basically he was talking about how he really wants to make it feel like Grand Theft Auto. And I don't think I loved it, but I don't think they exactly achieved that feeling of Grand Theft Auto within the next game. I just think they can definitely push it further. So that's what I want to see. Maybe more focus on co-op. I know they had co-op, but like if they had co-op, like... where you can go through the entire game co-op, like you can do with Saints Row 2, that would be awesome.
You'd be my partner in crime.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've been playing Saints Row 2, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah. Saints Row 2, I'm going to write an article about this later, but as far as pure fun, I like it more than Grand Theft Auto 4. Don't get me wrong, this Grand Theft Auto 4 is definitely a better game, like cinematically and everything else, but... this kind of brings it back to what I want changed. In Saints Row 2, if I want to just fly my cars around, I can turn off gravity. I can do, you can do whatever you want. It's like, my favorite Grand Theft Auto was San Andreas. Because, like, you know, I could just get a rocket launcher, turn off gravity, fly my car around, just do all this crazy stuff. all that stuff that they kind of took out in Grand Theft Auto 4. They made it more serious and all that jazz. And I kind of want that lighter tone back in the next Grand Theft Auto. At least give me flying cars and a jetpack and all that kind of stuff. So, we'll see. Will it be there? I think so. I think the public outcry has been strong enough to where they will change it a little bit. But you can do that stuff, like Ballad of Gay Tony. Like you can parachute and like all that stuff. All that's great. And I think they're definitely pushing it more in that direction. Like I love what they did with Grand Theft Auto 4, but yeah, just like pure fun wise, I kind of want those cheat codes back. Just let me sit back and go at it. So I guess moving on. That's pretty much all the Grand Theft Auto news right now. But that's definitely not all the Rockstar news. Because there's a game coming out that I am super excited about. I cannot tell you guys how excited I am about this. Red Dead Redemption, being made by Rockstar in San Diego. It's going to be so awesome. I just can't wait for this. A, I love Westerns. I'm partial to Westerns. But this, just the tech in this, is if y'all haven't seen the new gameplay trailer, y'all should go see it immediately right now. Like, they're using the Euphoria engine, which was used in Grand Theft Auto 4, so you guys know how great that was. And their Rage engine as well. But it's like enhanced. It's tweaked and it's enhanced. It even has that spaghetti western feel. So they fall like dramatically, like you would see in like an old school western. I don't know. It looks really nice, and yeah. Literally they ride the momentum of the bullet. So like all those physics are within there. I don't know. It looks like a beautiful game.
I like westerns and everything, and I have complained about how there isn't enough western theme games out. And the last one that I saw was Call of Juarez.
I played that. I actually enjoyed it because it was a Western. I mean, it's not a super brilliant game, but it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't pleased with it that much, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just hearing it, looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, I can't wait. Are you pumped about Red Dead Redemption, Seski?
Oh, I'm so excited. I always wonder how they're going to cover the horse mechanics, because that seems like such a hard thing for games to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Properly simulate a horse while allowing it to be controllable. You know.
Yeah, I think the game that's best gotten that is Shadow of the Colossus.
I was gonna say Barbie Horse Adventure.
Oh range, wow, that's
I know
true.
We played that this summer.
We did. Wasn't this summer? It was
Link
over break.
Shooting range.
It was over the break. Sorry, over December, over Christmas break. We range. Played that. It was fun. Yeah.
Link Shooting Range.
What?
Link Shooting Range.
They could be that too. Yeah. They always look this out. That's a pretty well, but I think Shadow of the Colossus does it better. Of course, you can't touch Barbie Horse Adventure.
Most certainly not.
Because that's just, that's brilliance in a box.
Really, mm-hmm. I have to agree.
Game of the year 2009 for me.
Definitely.
But anyways, so y'all should definitely keep tabs on Red Dead Redemption. Pretty much everything that Rockstar puts out is gold, so I expect more gold. I expect platinum when it comes out on the 29th of April. So I'm excited. We'll keep you guys updated on that. We know it's specifically not GTA, but it's like GTA, with old guns in the old West.
Yeah, it's a sandbox.
More dust, yes.
Yeah. Sand in
sand
your box.
In the sandbox.
There we go. It's a dust box.
More
sand in Rockstar, sand. Are you listening? Yeah, for sand in your box.
For sand in your box. There we go. But yeah, it does look amazing. And again, it's like one of the biggest environments they've ever created, so it's good practice for the next Grand Theft Auto, yeah? What if the next Grand Theft Auto was actually just a Western? That'd be awesome.
Actually, I don't know. I feel like, since we're back on the next Grand Theft Auto, I think one of the things we may see is perks. So you can customize your character, like what Modern Warfare started bringing in some of the RPG elements.
Do you think this is just online or single player?
Maybe single player.
Because, they had that in San Andreas, where you would
Yeah.
You would, like, you would swim, and then you get you can get ripped, or you can get really fat by eating. And I really like that, and they took that out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there may be some sort of RPG element to it now.
See, that'd be...
I don't know. If there's, like, some customizable character thing going on, I don't know, because didn't you like Nico? Wouldn't you like Rockstar to give, provide you that awesome character? I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I kind of like a custom character where you can go online. I don't know. Well, now we're speculating about online in my head. About how online would be a bit more less text lobby waiting and more of people just running around the city together. Like, it would be more seamless.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Like some almost like Burnout Paradise if they did.
Oh yeah, Burnout Paradise.
So almost like it's like in between an MMO and something else.
Right.
See, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool if they could do that. Yeah, they should. They should talk to the Burnout Paradise guys.
Yeah, and then they'd have like micromanagement of clothes and stuff to maintain it.
Yeah, they could make like an economy online, and so forth like that. Well, it'd make it to where you have your single player experience, and then like, but there's this whole online world that's going on, like of corruption and everything. So that'd be awesome.
Or like White Knight Chronicles, I don't know.
Yeah. That would feel really GTA to me, because I think GTA is about the themes, and that's the main thing I don't think that transferred over to the multiplayer was the themes. Of, you know, you have to stay alive, all this stuff. It was more like just a big, I don't know, shoot fest, I guess, in a big city. So yeah, that's definitely a good point. I really like that idea. Burnout Paradise has done the best online, like, ever. Yeah, because it's straight in there. Oh, man. And it takes your picture when you die, which is awesome. And since
I remember someone mooning me when I killed them in the demo.
I remember flicking you off. I never mooned you.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
My retina, I still see it burned in there.
Whatever. Okay. Now we got another Rockstar game coming out. L.A. Noir. Noir-E with an E at the end. Apparently Rockstar has said that there's a big information blast coming out about that next month, which, depending on when this comes out, it could be this month, February. We'll just say February. They say that it's going to be, like, amazing in design and gameplay. Do we believe them, Rodana? Do we believe them, Soski?
Yes. I believe them. I mean, I've been interested in this game for a while.
Mm.
The style really had my attention. The early trailers, kind of drew me in. I don't know. I guess I'll just have to wait and see, but I don't want to hype myself up too much.
Yeah, I understand.
We know so little that I feel like I'm going to just fill in the void with all my wishes.
Yeah, we do know. I think it's too early to tell. I mean, I do have faith in Rockstar. They put out a good project.
Of course.
But we'll see. Out of all their announced games, that's the one that I'm most speculative of, mainly because of this rumor that came out on Twitter. Did you hear about this?
I believe you were telling me about it.
Yeah. Apparently, L.A. Noir was originally a Sony property from the guy that did The Getaway and stuff like that. It's a long story, so I'll just keep this as short as possible. Basically, Sony was dumping like $20 million into this project, and then it wasn't working out, so they were like, you know what, let's just leave it there. So boom, drops it. Rockstar sweeps in, decides to pick up L.A. Noir. So they're like, hey, can we have this property, Sony? And they're like, we put $20 million into that. That's not really cool that you would just like take it over. Again, I'm paraphrasing here. But then Rockstar was apparently like, look, well, we'll make this multi-plat, yeah? We'll make this multi-plat, and then we'll make you guys this game called Agent, which will be a PS3 exclusive. So that's the rumor that's going around. What do you think about that? True or false?
True or false? Well, I'll let everyone on the internet know. I think I'll take it with a grain of salt. Like a big grain of salt.
Yeah.
I'll say a heaping mound of salt. But okay. I believe this came from just some sort of random Twitter account. I mean, it's not an...
Nah, it looks pretty legit. It looks pretty legit to me. It makes sense. That's the main thing about it. It makes sense to me.
Right. Well.
But, you know.
To you. No.
But again, still a rumor.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm really excited about, though, you brought it up, is Agent. Mm. That looks like it could be, well, right up my alley. Cold War, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, very little is known about it, but we do know it's an exclusive. So, it could be awesome. Well, they say it's an exclusive, again, with Rockstar. We don't exactly know. But I think they're serious about this one. So, let's see.
All right, let's see here. Well, I'd hate to speculate on that too much, so we don't put up more disinformation and somehow get quoted on Kotaku or Indian Gamer.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're watching this podcast or listening to this. But so it'll be interesting. Agent, though, it could be awesome because, again, I think we're just now starting to see that the PS3 does have more power than the 360. Again, I'm not saying that because I'm a fanboy or anything, but I just think we're to the point now where games like Heavy Rain and Uncharted 2 and God of War 3 can show us this power that the cell can have that, you know, it's just limited by the 360. Not to say the 360 is a bad console or anything, but, you know, right. It's still it can be a little limiting sometimes. So I think they're really going to unlock it with Agent and give us something awesome. Yeah. But yeah.
I think we've got Rodana back on.
Oh, Rodana's back.
Yes, I'm back on. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
It's okay. Our viewers were so concerned.
I know.
But yeah. Where'd the girl go? Not
technical issues.
Oh, crap.
Technical issues.
That's okay. We all have them. Technically. Oh, high five. Anyways, that was lame.
No fire for you.
Okay, I think we were just about to talk about something that's hitting tomorrow, or it might already be up there.
It could affect the gaming industry, but not just the gaming industry, the whole country.
Wait, oh, yes. Sosaki's article could affect the entire country. This is true.
I think Oops was hyping himself up about something different.
So, Soski, you have an article coming out tomorrow. Already might be on there. Give us a rundown of what that is.
Yeah, it's about the legalization of prostitution, which is going to be exciting.
Whoa.
Woo!
Yeah. So, it's just... Well, I'm starting this series of articles called GTA IRL, and it just deals with themes or aspects of GTA that are appealing to people, like prostitutes or drugs or violence, weapons, whatever. And just kind of looking at it in the context of the real world, and then kind of going back and seeing how that would affect GTA, which is a game that plays off the more, I guess you could say... what's considered criminal elements of society. That's kind of what draws people in.
So then with your article, are you going to be supporting legalizing hookers?
Let's call them ladies of the night. Let's not be
sex workers. I mean,
yeah, what's your viewpoint on all this?
Yeah, well, my article is slanted toward, yes, we should legalize it as a, as a solution to the problem of, well, the conditions they're kept in, because I basically say that there's no reason why they should be part of this criminal element that they're forced into, because the business is forced underground.
Right.
And it just kind of gets into the idea of why do these laws against it exist? What is the purpose of law in general, because by censoring this business or pushing it underground, it's actually violating what laws are supposed to do in this country. But
interesting.
That's about it. You'll just have to read it and see.
How would that affect... okay, so let's say prostitution is now legal. How would that affect maybe the story or gameplay of a Grand Theft Auto game, though? Because, I mean, that's a big part, is the prostitutes. And, you know, everybody has sex with a prostitute, and then she gets out of the car, and you eat her with a bat, and you get your money back. I mean, that's what you do.
I've never actually done that in the game.
You're just... Rodane has even done it.
Yes, I actually have.
Would you think that would change any? Like, if it was legal, do you think we'd look... Do you think that that'd be, like, more of a legit profession to where you...
I think it would still show up in the series, because it would still hold with it a certain social stigma where, right. Where it would be considered still kind of a more, I don't want to say
or
bad
this time...
thing to do, but, you know, what society considers more, or what society would consider less moral. So it would make it into GTA.
Right.
I mean, you know.
And this time they're more blatant.
I mean, it would be more established businesses. You wouldn't just be pulling up at night. Because I'm telling you, I always have trouble in GTA games finding the hookers. Sorry, the sexual workers.
Finding them if they're interested.
Yeah, they must just run away when they see me.
They have a nice car.
Oh, that could be the problem. I usually steal the ice cream trunks.
Oh, my God.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it would change, though. Just because right now there's, as far as players are concerned, there's not, like, I don't know. You beat up a hooker because she's a hooker. I mean, that's a general basis of society, you know? Well,
wow.
Okay. No. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that's my personal view, but, like, you know.
Well, I mean, in GTA, I've seen people intentionally drive on the sidewalk just to hit people.
Yeah.
Which is okay, because Euphoria is a wonderful physics.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
It's for the sake of admiring all the work that went into it.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, I think people hit the workers in GTA... one, to get their money back, two, because there's no consequence for it, and three, just because it's a sandbox game, that's what you do.
Yeah, and they asked for it when they were insulting me, just walking near them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think, but see, that's you mentioned a point there that I think is very important. There's no consequence for it. So I think if it was illegal, then there would be a consequence for beating up these hookers. Like, maybe it would come back at you later in the game, more of a system.
The consequence is that you beat up somebody, the private property, or whatever, and then the cop comes around and beats you up.
Well, but maybe that's...
We love the police, by the way.
Maybe they should evolve the game into where, you know, your decisions actually affect the outcome. Like, if you beat up enough hookers, then that whole business is blocked off to you. And you are hunted and, like, wanted and all this stuff. Maybe they should have that type of mode incorporated into the game. Not the whole thing, because then you're destroying some of what GTA is about. But, like, maybe through the main game you have that structure where you can be ousted and all this stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, you can have a free mode where you just go around and do whatever you want.
Yeah, and you know, GTA is always known for the sandbox free-playing thing. But sometimes it's to the point where I'm just, you know, it's kind of, I just want to sprinkle of reality a little bit, because it gets a little boring.
Yeah.
And so it'll be fun to avoid all of that, and yeah, you can still have your shameless fun.
Yeah, just if you kill a hooker, people will know about it. I think the stigma is, like, if you kill a hooker, no one will know about it from TV and all that kind of stuff. But if you kill someone who's actually working a job, then people will know about it, and they will have records on you, and all the stuff like that.
Well, as it is now, I mean, one reason people... Well, Okay. As I said, people will drive on the sidewalk just for the heck of it because it's GTA and it's a sandbox game.
Yes.
But I think one reason it's so funny that people are beating up prostitutes is that they're kind of dehumanized in the way that they've been pushed underground. They're just seen as just less than human because it seems like they're not really – their business, their lifestyle is not recognized by law. And, well, you'll have to get into the article, but it's not recognized by our law, so, I mean, they're not recognized as people in our country, I don't think. So, I feel like they're... yeah, I feel like they're already completely dehumanized, so people just, when they get into the game, just love beating them up.
Well, okay, so it would take a few years, but, like, eventually, if it was legal, then they would be more respected, correct? And eventually it would be to the point where you wouldn't have that strong impulse to beat them up.
Yeah, because when you're playing in GTA, you start out... sometimes you would start out with no money, and they don't have money, you're like them. But then now they're entrepreneurs, and yeah, they could be more powerful than you are, and that would be so funny.
Yeah, that's true. If they were loaded, if they had guns and stuff, like that's a crime for them. You got a shootout.
Why has Rockstar done that? Rockstar needs to arm their prostitutes. I wish that would happen.
All right. Well, if you wanna talk more about that, Soski has that article. Go there, comment on it. I'm sure he'll comment back. He's got all this political knowledge that he can spout back. But yeah. All right, guys. I think it's time to open it up to chat about the game industry because, you know, there are more games than Grand Theft Auto. I know, surprise.
What?
what? but yeah. So, what are you guys pumped about? What are you guys excited about coming out?
Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited about Heavy Rain.
Heck yes, we're all excited about Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain, if you guys don't know, A, get out of your rock. Because Heavy Rain's going to be amazing. It's by Quantic Dream, same people who made Indigo Prophecy. Which was excellent, yes. It's the first game that made me feel. Heavy Rain's coming out February 23rd.
Wait, you cried in Final Fantasy X, I know you did.
I think I was too young to cry in Final Fantasy X. Maybe if I played it now. No, I cried in Metal Gear Solid 3 and Metal Gear Solid 4.
You did cry at the end of 3. All right,
well,
yeah.
3 was really sad.
For those of you who don't know, Mooks and I co-opted the first 3 Metal Gear Solid games.
It was awesome.
We seriously put the disc in at the same time and just played. Just on the phone.
It was amazing.
Talking our way through it. It was incredible. We did that right before the launch of MGS4.
Yeah.
It was behind in the series, so we played
I didn't hear from either of them.
Oh, so good. Oh, I love that game. Anyways, Heavy Rain. It's going to be amazing. If you haven't seen the screens, hey, I really like what they're doing, pushing the industry towards this more mature tone.
Thriller, which is my favorite themes and genres. I love thrillers and horrors. Ooh, yeah.
How far would you go to save someone you loved? All right. Oh, man. Anyways.
All the way.
but it's going to be awesome. I don't think it'll sell well. I think it'll get mixed reviews. But I think you guys should definitely check it out. Especially if you liked the more mature side of Grand Theft Auto 4, which it had... commenting on, you know, it commented on immigration, it commented on all these stuff because, you know, they're spoofs. But if you saw into that and saw the authorship that was in Grand Theft Auto 4, I think you should definitely check out Heavy Rain and look at it because it should be awesome. Again, Quantic Dream really pushing the envelope as far as evolving this medium into something more. So yeah. Any other games people are excited about?
Don't make this Heavy Rain.
What is coming up?
There's a big one, March 16th.
Oh, that would be your game, I believe.
God of War. God of War 3. How can you not be excited about this game? It's God of War.
I'm excited about that. I always watch the trailer.
I just never got into it. I don't know.
In the end, there will only be chaos. Anyways, it's going to be awesome. You guys know what it is. It's God of War. And it's more of the same with tweaks, and it looks amazing. You're fighting on... those new screenshots. I wish there was more information on it, but they said they're withholding it because they don't want to give away the whole game, which, you know, I can understand. God of War looks to be amazing. What else is coming out?
Final Fantasy 13.
Yes, yeah. 13. I know that you have some problems with that one.
Yeah, I saw where Square has now said that they didn't put any towns or NPCs or anything in because that was impossible to do on an HD console and too much work. While we're doing the GTA podcast, which is one giant city, I'd like to say that Square may be just a little bit too lazy for their own good in this
game. Not just lazy, they killed Final Fantasy like that. They killed Final Fantasy by being multiplayer. They killed Final Fantasy, making it linear. Not even like the first Final Fantasy was linear, or if I can recall.
There was a world map. And you could go back and revisit towns and talk to interesting NPCs.
But not in HD. HD is really hard.
Oh. Yeah.
That was not worth... It's not worth the sacrifice.
And then another thing they were saying was that you can't avoid the enemy encounters because that was too much work to program that in. And I was like, what? What is this?
They did it in 12.
Oh, 12. God.
Anyways, that's why we have Versus 13, so we can love that.
Yeah, and then while we're seeing all these screenshots coming out on 13, I don't know. I haven't seen much coverage on 14 on Versus 13.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's because
Nomura.
Yeah, I think people are more excited about 13.
Well, and the company has to focus on that because I know 14 has a lot going right now, but they have to keep it under wraps so they don't hype that too much because 14 is going to blow everything out of the water.
Yeah. 14. 14? We'll see. The Old 14. Republic is where MMO dollars are going.
But 14 has... Oh, Final Fantasy IX guy. Oh, amazing.
Okay, we're going to put these...
Oh, it's based on Final Fantasy VI. It's going to be amazing.
Nobu is doing... GTA people
okay.
to sleep.
Okay, I guess we'll
I
go
like
on.
Spiky hair. Okay.
You do.
Yeah, they're snoring. I can hear them snoring.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what was your favorite game, 2009?
Who?
Or anyone? Anyone play any games that they want to shout out?
No, I didn't play a single game in 2009.
That you would like to mention?
I'm my personal favorite of the year, along with many people's, Uncharted 2.
Yes.
Yeah, God, it was just amazing.
That was good.
You can't even put it into words. Like, it was so cinematic. And just pure fun gameplay. The multiplayer, I put in at least 30 hours in the multiplayer, which I don't usually do.
Except with Guild Wars.
It's fantastic. Guild Wars, I put 1,500 hours. That's another story. I love that game. Anyways, Uncharted 2, it's so good. Naughty Dog blew me away. They blew me. Is basically what happened with
it. He's forgotten completely about Ratchet and Clank.
No. Okay, so other runners up. I loved Ratchet and Clank Future. It was so much fun. Pure fun. The most fun I've had this year was with Ratchet and Clank. A Crack in Time. It improved so much upon the predecessor, Tools of Destruction. It's insane. There was so much to do. It was beautiful. Pixar. Quality graphics, you know. I saw Up and I was like, you know, Ratchet looks a little better than this. It's a fantastic game. I applaud Insomniac. They're fantastic people. Everyone, please buy Insomniac stuff. I went to their community day. And they were just the nicest people you could ever meet.
That's because you brought them a cake.
Yeah, I did bring them a cake. It was amazing.
I'd be the nicest guy to you if you gave me a cake.
Yeah.
Anyways, Ratchet and Clank Future is definitely number two. Number three is, God, there's a lot. I don't even, I don't even know. Most improved sequel of the year is by far Assassin's Creed 2.
Definitely.
If you played the first one and didn't really like it, try the second one. It's much, much, much better. Most improved sequel of all time, in my opinion. It's a fantastic game. Yeah. Anybody else have any games that they like?
I don't know. There are a lot of games that I've always played. I don't know. Let's see. Well, okay, don't laugh at me, but
I'm prepared.
I liked, oh goodness, I'm embarrassed.
Say it.
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay, Dawn of War 2.
Dawn of War?
Was...
for the DS?
No.
Wait.
Warhammer.
Oh.
It's PC.
There we go, sorry. There we go.
The yeah. RTS?
Yes. Yeah. See, I don't do RTSs, so...
Yeah.
I like to
when
shoot
I played
things.
I like commanding an army to shoot something.
Whatever. So you like Dawn of War 2?
Yeah, I like Dawn of War 2 because I've always been a Warhammer fan, and playing that, it's like how people are right now they're anticipating StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
I was like that for Warhammer, and I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be more than pleased when StarCraft 2 comes out. Mm-hmm. And for me, I felt just like that when I was playing Dawn of War 2. I was so happy. And yeah, I like playing the Tyranids.
Pentara Wadoon.
Yeah, and let's see. And also, it's not that a groundbreaking game of 2009, but I have been playing, probably the game that I've been playing second most or third most is UFC Undisputed.
Wow. You just like to see sweaty guys wrestle each other.
No. And with UFC Undisputed, it was interesting for me because I'm avid in watching, UFC and WEC and K1 and Strikeforce. And so I was interested in what an MMA game would be like. And it came out in 2009, Undisputed. And I played it for a while, and it was worth for playing on live sometimes, even though people would pull their Ethernet cables. But anyways.
Oh.
That's the way Xbox Live goes.
Yeah, I know.
Leave comments, Xbox fanboys.
No, we like Xbox. We like Xbox. I love Mass Effect. Makes my mouth.
I would love to... I like Martin Sheen in Mass Effect.
All right, yeah. Soski, favorite game of the year?
Oh, God. Valkyria Chronicles, which was 2008.
Eight.
But no one bought it until GameStop had their half-off sale 2009.
$20 currently at GameStop.
$20, yes. So I bought it when it was 30 in like February or March, and I just loved it because when I was not playing it, I would seriously sit in a restaurant with people and scrawl on a napkin Battle Tactics and draw out the map I was on. Some of us like RTS games. I don't know, and I would just anywhere I was, I'd just start scrawling Battle Tactics wherever I could, trying to figure out the most efficient way to finish a mission or just to even finish it in the first place. And yeah, that definitely made it the best game to me. And then, of course, Assassin's Creed and Demon's Souls. I loved Demon's Souls, but that's in a class of its own. It's
Resident Evil 5.
Ooh, wow, that's co-op of the year.
That was a great co-op.
Yeah, game. We're still playing it. It's the best part.
I've been playing that with Mooks. Yeah, we've played the heck out of it, but we haven't gotten platinum yet.
Yeah, we're about to though. That's okay. That's the best co-op game. I would not play that game single player at all.
No.
Chris. Oh god. But it's a fantastic co-op game. If you have a friend. Which in this most Resident Evil fanboys don't, so that's probably why they didn't like this one. But if you have a friend, it's fun.
Especially if you can define yourselves by the type of gun you use. Like, he gets all the machine gun and shotgun ammo, Mooks does, and then I get all the sniper and handgun ammo.
Heck yes.
And have at it.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm telling you guys, the Hydra shotgun with unlimited ammo, you are equal to God. Damn. All right, well, that's awesome. What are you guys playing right now? Like, currently at this moment? Not at right this moment. I'm sure Rodan is probably on Congregate right now, but... What are you guys playing?
Zynga.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing Metal Gear at this moment.
Gear.
Yeah.
Again? You played it before.
MGS4. Well, you know, I lost my data after my PS3.
Yeah. Yellow. Oh.
Yeah, yellow light.
Ouch. That hurt. That hurt. We were playing MGO online. That was an awful moment, because we were...
The first time we had played in months, and we both get on, and then just yellow light.
Oh, I didn't know what to say. It was like, it's like you just had a stillborn or something.
You laughed.
No.
You were...
Not laugh.
Just like that. Just like that.
Anyway, so you're playing through MGS4 again. That's good.
I'd like to play through Lifeline, honestly, though.
Oh.
I love
it. Me personally, I'm playing through Mass Effect on the PC. Just because I really want to play Mass Effect 2. And I basically bought it when it was $5, like a month ago. And I'm still just kind of burning through it. And my roommate's been playing the heck out of Mass Effect 2. And it really makes me want to play it. I love Mass Effect. It's a fantastic game, and I can't wait to play the second one. I'm also playing... I just bought Mad World for the Wii. And I've been trying that out. It's fun. You see blood.
Yeah. Speaking of Wii, I'm... Well, okay. For my Wii, that shall suffice for now. I'm playing... Well, I already finished it. And... I'm trying to get this one ending. There's multiple endings to this game, and it's called Silent Hill: Shattered Memories.
Scary.
I'm a huge fan of horror games and everything. And also I'm a huge fan of Silent Hill and Pyramid Head. But when I saw that this was coming on Wii, I was like, wow.
Can I ask about that later? Or never. I haven't decided.
Yeah. When it was coming on Wii, I was like, pretty interesting. I don't have a PS3. So.
You get there. You get there.
Yeah. I'll just keep borrowing. But anyways, yeah. I was playing that, and... like I said, I was a huge fan of Silent Hill, so I wanted to see how that was like on the Wii. And it's this time in this game, there's no weapons. Yeah. Pretty interesting. Yeah, and then there's this whole theme where you're like in a clinic, psych clinic, and this game tries to analyze you. And I'm trying not to spoil the ending.
Are you a sociopath?
Huh? No. No, the game, later on at the end, the game... I don't know if that's a spoiler, but the game tells you what kind of person you are.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And that's, yeah, so it's like one of those personality quizzes on Facebook, but in a game, in a horror game. Yeah, so basically your every move, your every decision affects, you know, the ending.
You know what would be cool is if it took that personality test, and then your little Wii avatar took on that personality. So what if you just like killed all the other Wii avatars within there? That'd be awesome. Comes a murder. By the way, guys, I was stumbling and I found it was video games renamed, and I found one, and it's the Grand Theft Auto 4 box art, except it says shoot those hookers. So I thought that meshed into our discussion that we had earlier. But, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, we're about to wrap this up. Again, this is Grand Theft Audio, number one. This is the brand new one. You guys stuck to the end. Thank you, fans, so much.
Thank you. You're assuming people are there.
Yeah, well, thank
you, people.
I'm hoping that you guys stayed for me.
Yes.
Yes.
You have a girl on our podcast. Anyways, I want to get some shout-outs.
Back at the cage now.
Yeah, put me back.
Some quick shout-outs to some PSN friends. Rec, Blue, DCI, Blade, Maestro, Green Dublin, Luke, Shatter. All you guys are awesome. And also, guys, another site that you all should check out, GamesOnSmash.com. It's a fantastic up-and-coming site. They give great articles. Check them out again, GamesOnSmash.com. This is not Games on Smash. This is PlanetGTA.com.
I'd like to give a shout out to my friend Muku Da Da Da.
Oh, whoa! I heard he's an amazing gamer.
Yeah, that's my PSN friend. So.
Okay, guys, thank you so much.
I have a shout out. Wait. Okay. I have a shout out. I have a shout out to the Canadians.
Two Canadians.
Canadians are awesome.
Oh, Canadians wow. Are. No, they are not.
No, we're gonna erase that. We'll audacity that out.
Okay, you can go ahead. Yeah. Okay, but, guys. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Come back later for round two. And, again, look for the articles. This is a brand new PlanetGrandTheftAuto.com, okay, guys? We're bringing it to you, the news and the views and the fun. So peace out, everybody, and have a great one. Grand Theft Audio, away!